movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Testing. Oh, there we go. Hey, welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. I tell you, y'all knew half of what I had to go through to get here. You would be surprised, even though I'm even here talking. Family, I tell you, the attacks are coming from all kinds of directions on everybody that's trying to speak the truth all over the place. It's coming out. Thing is, they're bringing the truth out because they want to be the firstest with the mostest. And the distractions. They're the ones, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, the et cetera, et cetera. They want to bring out the truth from their perspective, using their media, their newspapers, everything they control. They're going to try to. It's working. Keep in mind, God's got the upper hand. This is the battle going on today. Whether people like it or not, it don't matter worth a lick, because he's in control. It's a supernatural realm that's driving this whole New World Order. Everything going on around us, from Ferguson to Bundy Ranch to Fukushima, whatever. This is all part of this one major conspiracy. And God is allowing them certain latitudes. So determine who has the faith in God and who's got the faith in man. Any questions? I can go to archives right now and I've just solved it. That's all that needs to be said. God's in control of it. All we as watchmen are doing is just letting you know what God's already said. I feel like a parrot. Who do you think you are trying to say, well, I can read. I've learned that starting, maybe 6 years old or seven. I started learning how to read. Understanding through high school, college, a little bit there. That's all it is. Trust and faith in God. What you see around you, wherever you are, I don't care where you are, where you look, that's not happening by evolution, by accident. Surely people aren't that dumb to think that what's going on around them was by random chance. It's impossible. It makes it easier to believe that. It's a lot easier. But it's not the truth. If you think evil is what created the world, well, you got some kind of dumb evil that evil would make a way for it to destroy itself. That's pretty dumb. Dumb kind of evil. If they're smart enough to create the world to handle evil into it and then find a way to destroy itself, that's pretty stupid. How can you be smart one way, create this world, and another way, dumb enough to set up a way to destroy yourself? Yeah, well. So God, the God we know, the creator of this universe, which is one. And there are several. Please name them. Don't just state it. Name them. And their origin. Watch what happens. You will destroy yourself trying to figure it out, because each time you come up with a God, the creation of the God that you come up with defines itself and eliminates itself immediately. Oh, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? One God, one creator. And he stepped down from the throne of which he rode, he sat on, came down as a human, named himself Jesus Christ. Named himself because, you see, the angel that told Mary his son will be named Jesus was sent by God, and God is Jesus Christ in human form. So he named himself. The Trinity, God, the Word, the Son, is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are all one and the same. Family, there's a rhyme and reason, and there's a purpose, and there's an answer for it. You know why? Because it's the truth. It's very simple, actually. Dedicate the broadcast, and let's get started here. Lord, thank you tonight. This afternoon, Father, we come together in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, we pray and thank you. But Father, we ask you, call upon you, the Holy Spirit, as a guiding force to help us get through with patience, understanding. Because, Father, we see the patience being taxed and tried. We know, Lord, that there's many ways that the human population is being controlled. By technology, supernatural forces, chemicals, pharmacy, all kinds of different ways. Father, we know the Holy Spirit holds back much of this, but Lord, we need more help from those fallen, from those guardian angels, and we need, Lord, more wisdom and discernment, opportunity to spread the truth. Father, we need you to tear down and destroy their technology. Father, we need you to tear down and destroy the protection that the Wicca have around them. Completely eliminate it entirely. And expose them to the world of the humans that worship and follow this Wicca, this communist agenda that's been worldwide since the dawn of time. We need, Father, to expose it for what it really is. Father, we need to expose these religions, all of them. And Father, those that purvey the lies hiding behind them. And the false books, the false theology, and the doctrines of devils to be exposed. So those following it can see it for what it is and depart from their false teaching. We pray, Lord, that this week you guide us all in our personal lives to the truth, in our gathering togethers. And that, Lord, that our word will mean something to others. We pray for the healing of those, Father, seeking healing, for families being brought together, in order for the awakening even of the enemy. And of those, Father, there'll be some to pull away. Guide us more in your word, Lord, as we wait that return of Jesus Christ to this planet. These things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but do deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You know, the hardest part, the most difficult I've discovered in my own travels, we might say, in broadcasting, are those who pretend to be Christian on the YouTube, on the Facebook, on in your Facebook. That's the, yeah, personal. That's Facebook and in your face. Book. I just made that up. Anyway, are the ones that claim to be Christian, and they try to get your faith, try to get your confidence and their friendship and all that stuff. I've learned my lesson. And those that say, I'm Christian, oh, I love what you're saying, blah, 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 my flag already goes up right quick, immediately. I want you to join us. Come, oh, we love what you hear us say, blah, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. My red flag goes up automatically. Why? And it's worked every time. Because they pull you in, these Facebook groups or whatever, and then some of them in there really are straight. They really want to know, express, teach, learn, share, etc. But you always got that coven that's sneaking around there like a snake in the grass. And they gain your friendship and all this and all that. When they think they got you, then they start deviating and they bring in their salt and pepper teams. Oh, they are sneaky. You can always tell, too. You really can when you do it for a while. That's how Satan works. I've learned to shut it off immediately. As soon as you discover it, don't even mess around with it. Pew, gone. Like, what's that, Roadrunner? Yeah. Gone out of there. That quick. You got to do it, family. You got to leave no dust on your feet. Because it's going to get tough. And that they're covens. Or they're Church of God. Or they're Unitarians. Or some kind of religion cult. Many of them are Jesuits at the highest level. They mess with the big guys. Me, I'm just a little fella. I'm just a little country boy here in Mount Airy. Andy Griffinville. Barney, one bullet, you know, that kind of thing. But if you do your research, you'd be surprised how well prepared you can be. I want to cover today a plethora of subjects. And all this week, I'm just going to just shotgun it, pretty much. Go where the Lord leads me in my heart. I'm sure if I stray somewhere or say something wrong, I have several people who jump in there and tell me, whoa, Tom, which I'll listen because I don't know it all. It's not possible. But family, I believe in total truth. Listen carefully. No allegiance to any country, flag, red, white, and blue, I don't know what. Or the Union Jack, or Russian whatever, or Japanese, Chinese, some country flag, or patriotism and nonsense like that. I believe in Jesus. Because I'm going to tell you something. When Jesus comes back, you're not going to have no stars and stripes. You're not going to have no silly Star of David. It's not even of God. It's of Satan. Star of David is, in fact, if you care to look it up, is a hexagram for witchcraft, blood sacrifice, is the Star of David on the Israeli flag. Now, you think God's going to support that? No. No way possible, Israel. It ain't going to happen. And Judaism, Talmud, is not of God, and neither is the Quran, and neither is the corrupted Bibles we have here in America. They're not of God. King James is. You want to refute that? Be my guest, but you will fail. Because it's solid truth. Our own stars and stripes. Family, the stars is a pentagram. It's a satanic symbol on our stars and stripes. And that is the purpose of it. It's a curse. Star of David is a curse. Union Jack is a curse. Your Allah flags, the green flag, is a satanic color. Green. Emerald green. Green man. Yeah. The half moon is Allah. Moon God, Satan. The star is indicative of the morning star. Not the bright and morning star. Mm-mm, that's Jesus. The morning star, Lucifer. So in the Islamic flag is the half moon, Allah God, Satan. And the star is indicative of Lucifer. So none of the flags are of God. Not a one. Jesus will not have any flags when he comes back. He'll not have any separate countries. Over here are the former Americans are now on this side. And over here are the Russians that are believing God. No, it won't work that way. Everybody's the same. There's no such thing as Jews and Gentiles mixed, separate. They're all together. That's how it's going to be. It's not a theory or opinion. Bible confirms all are one. Jesus is no respecter of persons. It's in the scripture. Look it up. Family, I believe in going straight to the source, right to the root of the problem. And directly. Because, family, there's not much time to waste. You can see the signs of the times approaching. The fig leaf, the figs, the signs of the figs blooming is coming. It's not Israel. That's when Jesus Christ takes over Israel. Israel is fake Israel today. They will be wiped out. The Antichrist will take over in Jerusalem at the abomination of desolation. Jonathan Click would do well to understand that. Or just stay off the air. I'm getting tired of these people that lie about the Bible when they have nothing to base it on. If they have something to base it on, it's a whole different ball game. But they don't. The abomination of desolation is when the Antichrist, who hasn't been appointed yet, hadn't shown up yet, publicly, will turn his back on Israel when after they confirmed the covenant, Daniel 9:27. There'll be a peace of prosperity period yet to come. A worldwide peace and prosperity will come first. But before that, there must be a period of chaos so that you'll want that period of peace and prosperity. So there's a major chaotic event coming to bring you the first seal is coming. There's a peace of prosperity. Israel will sign a peace covenant or confirm one with the Antichrist, which is their old Roman Empire. That will draw a curse upon them. It will happen. And when this does, within that 3.5 years, the old Roman Empire will turn on them. A coalition of Arab forces will come down upon Israel in a wave they've never ever seen before, led by Russia. But the main focus is Islam from Turkey. And a coalition of forces like in 67, but this one will succeed. They'll sweep down into Jerusalem. This is the real World War III, not the fake one they got coming up. And Zionism, Israel, will fight back with certain countries on their side. When this war happens, one quarter of mankind will be wiped out. Save one group, of culture in Europe called the Roman Empire will emerge as a world power once again. After Israel and the Islamic forces have defeated each other and countries around them completely demolished, the Roman Empire, like the cowards that they are, will emerge as the victors by default. So the Roman Catholic Church will not simply disappear. Christianity will not just disappear. It will morph into something worse than what it is already, called the New Age movement. And you know what the New Age movement is? It goes back to Nimrod. The world revolutionary movement, the morph from Christianity into a what it was originally, paganism, based in Nimrod, ancient mystery schools of religion, into a communistic world system that's always been in control since day one. That is what's happened. That's what's going to happen. However, they got a surprise coming. In God's time, within that short period of time, very short period of time, there'll be a great earthquake that this world has never seen before. Man, you can call it a polar shift if you want to. You can, scientists can say, well, there's a solar flare, all they want. But they won't be talking anymore after this, because all technology will be completely eliminated. They'll have no more harp, no more technology, and no more communication. Then, those like Mark Blitz and Hagee, who call about four blood moons, which is nonsense, will see the one real red blood moon. And they will be the ones hiding behind their congregations from the lies that they're telling. Then they'll see a real blood moon, one, and the sun will darken. This will be God speaking. And then will come the first trumpet of God's judgment. For 3.5 years after that is God's judgment and vengeance on an unrepentant world. That is coming. That you can rest assured. But family, in the meantime, seek the love of Jesus now while he's here. Advocate, not your judge. Jesus is not your judge right now. He's your advocate. God is judge, holding back his wrath until Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, can gather as many to him as he can. Because then he'll switch at the abomination of desolation and become judge. And boy, you do not want to be here then. This is not a time to play around with all these religions and all this knick-knack, paddywhack, homosexual stuff and adultery stuff and stuff on the radio and all this Fukushima and all this stuff. Man, you're not even going to worry about that anymore. Agenda 21 and FEMA camps and plastic coffins and little polka dots on your post office box. That's going to be the last thing you're going to worry about. By the way, my mailbox has got a green polka dot. What does that mean there, militia guys? Need somebody to look up what green polka dot means. Inside joke for those that know. Family, God spoke to my heart in the past 4, 5, 6 days, and I just, you know, to just come out with it. People take it how they want or don't. That's up to them. The family, you got to know the truth. Because, man, it's not time to play games. And these churches, woohoo, they're going to wake up. Let me tell you what. And they're going to get mad at their pastors, too. But, family, before that happens, there's coming a great falling away. And I'm going to tell you what's going to make that happen. Every decade, gosh, every decade, every 100 years. Well, I guess I'll have to make it sweeping. Within every 100 years, there's enemies that have been presented to mankind. From the Medo-Persia to Roman Empire and liberty and communism and fascism and Nazism, and there's always been an enemy, hasn't there, for a period of time, ever last maybe 10, 15 years. Always into the war or some kind of, and it's overlapping all the way through. Islamic fundamentalism was preceded by communism, was preceded by Nazism, fascism. Imagine that. And before that was fight for liberty. Yeah, everybody's fighting for liberty. Get my piece of liberty. Okay. And then before that was religious intolerance. There's always something for that period of time. Notice that. It's always overlapping. I've been keeping track of this. Yeah, I have. Family follows a complete and total pattern with the same names involved doing it. Organizations, family bloodlines carried down. They're all the same names. You think it's coincidence? Mm-mm. I'm not going to bore you all with the dates and times of all of them. At least that's famous last words. As soon as they get rid of one, they're working on another one. 1945. Oh, here I go. 1945. What was it? Got rid of Nazism and fascism, right? Well, wasn't the communists on our side? What happened? We fall out of the bed together or something? Something went wrong. Somebody eat somebody's cornflakes and didn't ask for permission? What happened? Patton said, well, I already know we're going there. Let's just keep going. We defeated Germany. We know, by gosh, we're going to fight the commies. So we go on the run, got them on the run. Let's keep them going. That's why they assassinated Patton. Because, you see, they needed communism to give us another fictitious alternate enemy. Controlled by the Vatican. Yeah, buddy. That's when the Babylonian system was going to be made public. Communism, that's the enemy. The world enemy. Always has been since Nimrod. Oh, you thought it was Karl Marx, didn't you? No, Nimrod. Nimrod, the Babylonian system. That's a communist system. Did you know that? Yeah, y'all thought that Mordecai Marx... No. Nimrod. That's right. Mordecai Marx, all he did was plagiarize the Communist Manifesto. He just plagiarized it. Let me write down what I got here. He plagiarized from Clinton Roosevelt. Clinton Roosevelt gave him the paper to plagiarize. So if Mordecai Marx was doing the Communist Manifesto as a class project, he'd lose his degree because he plagiarized it. Clinton Roosevelt gave him the documentation to plagiarize. In 1841, the science of government founded on natural law. And I got me a copy of it in 1841. Clinton Roosevelt, you know, ancestor to FDR, another lying socialist. That's a fact. Wait a minute. Where'd Clinton Roosevelt get it? Oh, almost stopped, didn't I? Manzini, Italian, not Jew. You white supremacists. Wasn't a Jew, did it? A Jew just plagiarized it. But wasn't a Jew. Do you know what I mean? There's a Southern boy, that's a militia boy, that says Jews do it. Well, somebody's lying to you there in Christian Identity. They lie like a rug. And a bear rug's already dead. They're lying to you. Christian Identity lies through their teeth. Those of you into it, get out of it. They're brainwashing the dickens out of you. Nope. Clinton Roosevelt got it from Manzini. You know where Manzini got it from? Manzini, Italian, Satanist and Roman Catholic. Got it from Adam Weishaupt when Adam Weishaupt died in 1830s. Thereabouts, sometime of year in that time. Adam Weishaupt. The World Revolutionary Plan. Revolutionary. Watch that word, revolutionary. Communist, revolutionary. Witchcraft, revolutionary. Communism, red. The red horse, war. Okay, now, I got a plan for that. I got that one. It's called the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Aha, gotcha, he'll say. And I'll say, what? Adam Weishaupt was a Jew. Said, well, he was funded in 1772 by the Rothschilds. Aha, I got you again. Rothschilds were Jew. Nope. Rothschilds were German. Called Bauer. They changed their name to Jew, Rothschilds, to give it a Jewish flavor. But it wasn't just them. Because the Rothschilds controlled by the Italian Illuminati, which the 13 families worthwhile. The Jesuits were formed by Borgia. Borgia ain't Jew. Do your research, please, and save us all time. And where did they get their knowledge from? They just invented. They're so intelligent, so genius. No, from the supernatural. I'm going to tell you some things you're not going to. I haven't told you all before, but a connection that hadn't been made. Where do they get this ingenious plan that lasts for centuries? Until today, and still have people not even knowing what it is. It's supernatural through one named Satan and the fallen angels. They are real. They're not aliens. There's no such thing as aliens. That's a fool's game. Well, how do they get the knowledge to mankind? Through their councils, committees, manifestations. Now, I'm going to jump around a little bit, but still keep it kind of normal. And some of you may follow me, and some of you may not. I don't know. But I'm going to show you how to do it. Here's exactly how to do it. There's a festival, which I'm going to talk about later this week, maybe next week, you don't know when. I'll even list it on my archives. It's called Wesak. Do not be disalarmed by Wesak Festival. Family, they don't bob apples there and use craft shows. The craft shows they use is to hide the truth and the human sacrifices and murder that they do there and the rape and sodomy that they do at Wesak Festival. One particular one. Especially at Mount Shasta, California. You see, the fallen angels and Satan come in with different names. Called the Ascended Masters, they call themselves now. And they do an assessment every year. So you think from the churches, they say, Satan goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour and all this stuff. Although true, they don't tell you exactly how. They don't tell you that he's in the schools, he's in the churches, he's in the Freemasons, he's in all these secret societies. How? Through demonic intervention, as allowed by those who worship him, as Wiccan and the 33rd degree Freemasonry, and the death they cause at the level that the Blue Lodge don't have any idea what's going on. That's still not it. The way they do it, for an example, is by the holidays. The holidays have a solstice. It's a time when the veil between the second heaven, where the demonic entities at the highest level reside, and another supernatural realm of different frequency vibration. It's physics, family. It's all physics. Because our molecules or particles are faster moving than yours. They're in a spiritual sense. You can't see them. So, like God, to have a communication with us, he had to come down here in what? A physical form. God did it. Well, the demons have to, too. My Bible studies have explained this, exactly how it works. There's a veil of protection Holy Spirit has to protect you from actual attack from demonic spirits. He keeps them back. The more you pull away from God, the thinner the veil gets around you. The country gets away from God, the veil of protection gets smaller in that continent. The demonic entities come in more as they pull away from God. God says, okay, he moves away. It affects the physics of that area. How so? Well, Peter walked on the water. Remember that? When Peter was, there's a storm and Jesus missed the boat. Remember that? The boat's out there and Jesus, I missed the boat. That. He started walking across the water. God changed Jesus' body structure to where he could do that. Well, Peter woke up. He said, what's that, a ghost? What's going on? He realizes Jesus, he stepped out. Come out, Peter. So Peter stepped out. And Peter started walking on the water. Look it up right now, if you don't believe me. Then immediately, that means Peter's faith changed his DNA structure. The moment he had the faith, desire to go to his Lord, his body structure changed. That moment in time. But what happened? Peter's faith grew weak. Because of what? The fear he started having. Looking at the water, he got the darkness and the waves, and he's standing on them. What's going on? He's scared. What did he start doing? He started sinking. Now, did Peter save himself? No. He reached out and called to God and said, Jesus, save me. So there are Mr. Humanist. If Peter was his own God, he wouldn't have sunk now, would he? But he did. And it changed immediately. So the body structure changes with faith. Prayer changes things with faith and belief. If it's in God's will, prayer changes things. Well, unfortunately, so does witchcraft. For those that follow witchcraft, God lets it happen. But only to a certain point. Then it shuts them down. But right now, Satan is prince of this world. But now back, Satan is prince of this world, by the way. I don't want to just gloss over that. Now I'm going to tell you how they do it. The Wesak Festival, not the one where they got all the bobbin apples and the little tarot card readers and people running around naked like I don't know what and all these tents and things running around Mount Shasta, California, and they're doing the UFO dance and who knows what they're doing at night. Anyway, going all this stuff and the orgies they got and all this stuff. I ain't talking about that Wesak on the surface. I'm talking about the serious one underneath it. They don't even know about where the fallen angels and Satan attend. Attend? Come on, Tom, you mean attend? Yes, exactly what I said. I'm getting ready to hit you with something now. I'm laying the groundwork. They have what's called the Tree of Life, the Kabbalah Tree of Life. And in the Tree of Life, you've got these, let me fix this radio thing. Okay, making noises here. Okay, got that. Push that. Okay. Chunk, chunk. Okay. If you ever seen the Tree of Life, the Kabbalah Tree of Life, it's like a pinball game. It's got these little portals and chakras and all this silly nonsense and whatever. Anyway, it works, unfortunately. It's like a pinball machine. Let's look at it like that as an analogy. And when you let your little ball, pyong, and it goes around, and it's bing, 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 right? You got to hit all those areas of the Tree of Life for that fallen angel to obtain a physical body. If they don't, they can only channel through a medium. But if they hit all those areas, the tree of life, they can acquire a physical body based on a different silicon crystalline DNA. Copper's got a lot to do with it. The elements, the physical, the copper-based metals and all this stuff. They need energy. Just like you need a pinball machine, needs to be plugged into the wall. You got it? When they get enough bing, bing, bings, the numbers and all this, and the points, we'll say, in the pinball machine rack up, they'll win the game. Win the game is for them a physical body. Well, let me tell you where they get their energy from. Early part of May 1 is the birthday of Adam Weishaupt. And May 1, 1776 is the birthday of the World Revolutionary Plan. On that anniversary day, that's why I call it May Day. Y'all getting it now? Huh? And within 3-4 days, every year is a Weishaupt Festival. Now, before Weishaupt, in the early part of May, you have a month called April. And 2 weeks before that is a very major holiday called the solstice, thereabouts before that. But after the solstice, is a very important day where the universe has a thinnest part between the second heaven and the first heaven. Is April 17 to 19 every single year. That's where they get their energy from. Then I'm going to tell you where it's generated, the battery. You ready for this? Got a cup of coffee? Tea, ginger green tea, whatever. Sit back and listen. April 19th, 1775. April 19th is a blood sacrifice day. They need that negative energy of death, blood, and sacrifice to gain it. Somehow they absorb that energy, that negative, evil energy, gives them energy through the Kabbalah. And somehow they absorb it in different places as a ritual. It directs that energy. They absorb it like a sponge. Now, if you want to say these are coincidences, be my guest. What are you talking about? Well, I'll tell you. April 19th, 1775 was the Battle of Lexington and Concord. Made the Masonic-led Revolutionary War inevitable with the death of 1,200 British lives. Who knows what else in the Minutemen. April 19th, 1904, was a great fire at Toronto. Loss of death. April 18th, 1906, 2 years later, the great San Francisco earthquake fire. April 19th, 1936, the greatest show of military strength in World War I. Germany paid homage to Hitler with a show of 300 tanks. Evil reside. April 19th, 1943, trapping the last Jewish resistors in a storm drain in Warsaw, holding them for several days. From 17th, 18th to the 19th, Nazi stormtroopers began to pour fire each end of the storm drain using flamethrowers. They continued pouring the fire in the drain until all the fighters were dead. Blood sacrifice brought about by the fiery conflagration. April the 20th, Columbine High School Massacre. Remember that? 13 people murdered, 21 injured. April the 20th, 1983. Two cars were packed with high explosives, blew up in Baghdad, injuring a large number of people. April 20th, 1984. Good Friday Massacre. extremely violent ice hockey playoff game played in Montreal, Canada. April 20th, 1985, a year later, the 20 April, yeah, 85, ATF raid on the Covenant, the sword and the arm of the Lord, compound in northern Arkansas. April 19th, 1993, exactly 50 years to the day after the 1943 Warsaw Massacre, government troops, tanks, and other military equipment stormed the compound of David Koresh, followers of Waco, Texas. That fulfilled the basic requirement for human sacrifice. That's why Janet Reno did it. Janet Reno's a Satanist. Janet Reno was part of setting up that murder and massacre, just like the Nazis did before. It's not about a poor government. It's about Luciferians worldwide in all the governments. You got it? April 19th, 1995. Oklahoma City bombing. Once again, fire and death to that day. April 20th, 1998. A German terrorist group, Red Army Faction, announced the dissolution after 28 years. And same about a year later, April 20th. Columbine High School Massacre, April the 20th, 1999. April 19th, 2005. Ratzinger, a red, brown-shirted Nazi. He's elected as Pope Benedict the 16th, or whatever you want to call it. XVI? Isn't that 16th? Or whatever, still a Nazi. April 20th, 2007. Johnson Space Center shooting. Incident, hostages in Building 44. April 16th, Virginia Tech Massacre, 32 killed, 17 injured. April 20th, 2008, Old Benedict the 16th is Ground Zero in New York, the scene of 11 September 2001, giving his blessing of Satan. April 19th, 2010, 400 straw bales caught on fire, blazed out of control. They need that fire. They need those earthquakes. They need the train wrecks. They need the plane crashes. They need the plane crashes. And forest fires. They need the negative energy. HAARP supplies that. Shaman started a lot of the forest fires. Indian shaman. Working with Satan. Alchemy. Curse is what really happens. April 19th, 2010. Iceland's volcanic ash grounds. All allies, Northern Europe. April 20th, 2010. The Gulf Oil Fire. And you know, April the 20th was the birthday of Adolf Hitler. April 18th, 2013. Guess what? Fertilizer plant explosion, killing five, about 15 killed. Then occurred exactly 20 years after Waco Massacre. In the same area. Also on April the 16th, 1947. A ship loaded with ammonium nitrate docked at the port of Texas City and erupted into a flame. Caused a massive explosion in Texas, killed 576 people. The purpose? Avatars. Fallen angels gather enough negative energy to manifest, or if not enough energy to physically manifest, they channel their instructions. To who? I'm glad you asked. I can tell you exactly who. Bilderbergs. Trilateral Commission. United Nations Hierarchy. The Council of Foreign Stupid Relations. Trilateral Commission. Did I say Club of Rome? Forgot. Gorbachev Foundation. You got it? That's the round table. That's who receives their instructions. They're nothing more than mere slaves. You're Kissingers. They're errand boys for the Illuminati. That's all they are, errand boys. People like Holder, Obama, they're dime a dozen. The Bushes, all these people, they think they're in control. The Roman Empire, the Italian Illuminati, man, they've got them all pegged. they're not even going to come close to the Roman Empire group. The Italian Illuminati works both sides. Now, you're getting a full shot today. Full shot. Some of you can keep up. Maybe some of you can't. I don't know. I can't help that. But, fam, you got to know what you're dealing with. And I'm hoping the bad guys hear it because they better know what the dickens they're dealing with. And you preachers, you better wake up, bub. I'm going to tell you what. So when we have all these little things going on, what little things? Well, watch this. I wish I was in a place where I could ask any questions, but I just give you a layout of the physics of this, of how big a picture this really is. And all these relatively isolated events are not at all isolated. They're connected. And, oh, there's more coming, too. Oh, there's more coming. Buckle up. Buckle up. Yeah, my job, my role is to inform people. But to know that they've lost this already. It's just, we got to go through this. So God will be able to separate the wheat and the tares. I expect he's going to do that. You see? Let me show you by their own words, how one-sided this really is. I mean, you can tell. All right, let's see if this is something I just thought of a little while ago. Now, some of you are my regular listeners. You've heard this before. I'm not going to play this out entirely. It gets old even for me, but I want to show you how one-sided this whole thing is. For example, FDR was a four-time elected president, right? All hell, FDR, blah, 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 blah. Well, he was responsible for the deaths of Pearl Harbor with his cousin Churchill and his cousin Hitler. They all worked together. And the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor in the 1920s. You know, there's a problem. There's a little bit of, what's it called? Being a traitor. Yeah. Okay, FDR was part of the planning for Pearl Harbor. He knew they were going to die before 1930. You know, that's a problem that nobody wants to address anyway. That can be proven also. And I got statements from FDR about a dictatorship he's going to plan and all this stuff. You know, if you want it, I can give it to you. You can take it or leave it or whatever. But it's all factual. And Churchill, one of the biggest murderers, mass murderers, worse than Richard Speck. I mean, this guy, Churchill, was a murderer. He's a Knights of Malta. That in itself identifies him as a murderer like Mandela. Mandela couldn't tie the strings to the shoestrings of Martin Luther King. Mandela didn't even deserve to be in the same room with King. Mandela needed to be tying his shoe or clean his car outside. Mandela was a murderer. He was also a Knights of Malta. Like Rick Joyner, the Knights of Malta. Jerry Boykin, a Knights of Malta. And those are Knights of Columbus, no different, no better. They fancy themselves differently, but they're not. They take the high ground, but they can't. Rhodes Scholars, they take a blood oath just like the Jesuits do. And Jane Fonda, you Vietnam vets. Jane Fonda did a bad thing, right? She said on the an aircraft gun or something other like that got our attention for what? Even today. But what you fail to understand is that Nixon planned a military coup in order to kill Spiro Agnew and justify martial law and take over this country. That's called treason. Using General Cushman, a fellow Marine general, to set up a military coup of the U.S. government. Now, let's see. Let me think about this for a minute. A movie star that doesn't matter a hill of beans anyway, who later became a born-again Christian, by the way. Mm-hmm. That counts something. That doesn't count for stupid Bush and all the rest of them. She became a born-again Christian, Jane Fonda did. That counts for something. But anyway, back then she sat on an aircraft gun in North Vietnam. That was for an attention getter. Versus later, a president of the United States planning a dictatorship and taking over the American government, suspending the American Constitution. Now, let me see, which is worse? Sitting on an aircraft gun or suspending the American Constitution and dictatorship? I don't know. What do you think, family? Which is worse? That's hard, isn't it? Hard to decide which is worse? Well, that's what Nixon did. Reagan planned it too. When Nixon, his cousin, failed. FDR planned it, but he failed too. Because their plans were overridden by God. Because their plans failed, not for any reason other than circumstances. Except General Butler blew the whistle on the plan to seize the White House. 1932-33. So, let's look at this from their own words. Now, regular listeners, bear with me, please.
So things are getting nutty in D.C., and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. On a recent TV episode, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some like military people. He said this: "There's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny," is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I started telling friends for a long time, that no election is going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, "I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government." And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president, is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oaks Initiative own website. "Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army."
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is, "Thou shalt not kill." Period. It's not thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
What's going on? Didn't Obama hear that in the Secret Service knocking on his door? Why aren't they going down here to Morningstar? Morningstar, you got it? Morningstar, see the connection? Lucifer Ministries, Morningstar Ministries, Lucifer, the Arab flags with the little star on it. It's all connected to Lucifer. Rick Joyner is connected to Lucifer. Guess what? He's also a Knights of Malta. And guess who Rick Joyner is? I just said that. Guess who Boykin is? He's a Knights of Malta. A chancellor, no less. If they named them on TV and with his own words, nobody's knocking on his door. There's no arrest records. There's no, you know, your tyrannical government kind of thing on some of these shows saying Rick Joyner's arrested and Joyner has been put in jail and sent to Leavenworth. No, not a word. And they're saying military takeover on national TV. Is this stupid or what? Where's the Joint Chief of Staff? Silence. I bet if I was an auditorium, I could hear a pin drop. Oh, I wish I was. Oh, I wish I was there. But, alas, I'm not. But I'm not done. I'm just getting warmed up here now. I'm getting warmed up. Knights of Malta, Joyner. Knights of Malta, Boykin. So Boykin, which side you on? The militia, the take over the U.S. government, or the the tyrannical government that Obama's on? Whose side you on, man? Because the Knights of Malta work for the Vatican. The Vatican pulls the strings of Obama and all the other president lying presidents like Reagan and Bush and Clinton and all these other yahoos. All the way back to FDR and Churchill. Oh, Churchill. Oh, almost forgot Churchill. You say, well, no, you mentioned Churchill. Oh, no, not really. Churchill was a Knights of Malta and second cousin to Adolf Hitler. He's a Knights of Malta, second cousin to Hitler, second cousin to Stalin, that murderer. Second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, who married her second cousin. Hatfields and McCoys, man, let me tell you. Prince Philip is her second cousin. That's sick or what? Anyway, so Churchill, Knights of Malta, I quote Colin Simpson, colored shipping lines, owner of the Lusitania, turned the ship over to the British Lord, First Lord of Admiralty, Winston C. Churchill. The ship was sent to New York City, where it was loaded with 6 million rounds of ammunition, bought and paid for by J.P. Morgan and company. Before it set sail for England, the German government warned Secretary of State William James Bryan and President Woodrow Wilson, a dupe for Mandel House, by the way, that's all Wilson was, that it would be sunk and innocent lives killed, passengers killed. Wilson and Bryan did nothing. They're too cowardly, that's why. As the ship entered the English Channel on May the 7th, 1915, Churchill, this is Knights of Malta, ordered the single British escort ship to abandon Lusitania. Now a sitting duck, it was sunk by three German U-boats and 1,201 innocent lives were lost. One well-known author of a book on the Lusitania called it, and I quote, the foulest act of willful murder ever committed on the high seas, unquote. Rockefeller's made $200 million on the lives of our soldiers, sailors, and God knows how many civilians died for these people to fill their pockets even today, and they're still there. I'm not done. And so then you got this right here coming.
Reagan was elected to the presidency.
Reagan,
he
remember?
Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA.
Oh, this is too rich. This is too rich. Reagan's a nice Malta, too. Huh? How about those apples? And guess what? He was an actor, a governor, and a president. Are we one dumb country, Americans? Are we dumb or what?
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush.
Oliver North is nice of Malta, too. Like Leonard Horowitz. They're nice of Maltas. Continuing.
Began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area. So may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution, and I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman.
See there? Y'all see something common going on here? Your Joint Chief of Staff are concerned, or they're members of the Council of Foreign Relations. Every time they go to the Council of Foreign Relations to brief them, they know they're going to be traitors against Americans. Then they come back and they pretend like they're patriots going against the Obama administration. These people are full of lies because they took a blood oath to lie, cheat, steal, and murder, or allow the murder. The communist system began in Nimrod's days. It's been communistic, atheistic communism ever since. Russia, the Russian people, it was imposed family. I don't blame the Russians for being mad at us because we helped impose. We funded the Bolshevik Revolution. Americans did, as ordered by the Vatican. And yet in Russia, they follow the Vatican, when reality is they help set up the Russian people to be communist. Stalin murdered millions. He followed the Vatican. The Vatican's followed by Orthodox. It don't matter if it's Orthodox, non-Orthodox, or whatever trick it is. It don't matter. You follow the Pope and the Roman Catholic system and Christianity, you're following Satan. Jesus is not about that at all. I exposed a whole darn lot of them. Now, I'm looking for nothing on this. Don't look at me as receiving anything. I don't. When I'm done with this broadcast, I go about my own business. I don't have any books, CDs, DVDs, or speaking engagements. None of that nonsense. I just do what I do in this radio show. I go Facebook. I go YouTube. That's my ministry, whatever. And I keep myself low profile. Would I go high? Oh, heck yeah, I would. I'm not afraid of none of these suckers. I'm just not promoted. I don't really care if I am or not. I follow Jesus Christ no matter what. Death or otherwise. Bring it on. Because I know it's all going to end when he's tired of it, when he knows the last person accepted him as his Savior, we're going to drop the hammer. Yep, that's exactly what's going to happen now, y'all. You see. There's given large cash gifts. Actually, stay with the evidence. I shall. A group of men, elite men and women, manipulate people and events to their advantage. We're talking about the Illuminati, the Jesuits, and all these. Globalists determined that they would support the Bolsheviks, even set it up. And you know where that came from? I already told you all that about an hour and a half ago. Karl Marx, Adam Weishaupt, Manzini, etc., etc. When they put it into play in early 1900s. The people, unlike what the textbooks say, textbooks lie anyway, of Russia, the Russian people wanted the Tsar to stay their power, their ruler. The textbooks lie, and they say otherwise. Textbooks are wrong. As always, our money, America, was to provide the necessary funding for the beginning of the most despotic governments of all history. I quote U.S. News and World Report. The government of Alexander Kerensky, interim government between the Tsar and Lenin, received support privately from industry in America. It was hinted that this financial support came from the same Americans and American banks that supported Lenin in 1905, unquote. Lenin was a student of Adam Weishaupt's studies. Quote, to destroy the country, you destroy the family. Unquote. Vladimir Lenin. And yet our own money funded him. Because our money is supported by the Vatican. Because they're members of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. Y'all got it now? See how this all works together? U.S. News World Report, March 13th. In 1967, on page 67, you'll find that report. A Bolshevik victory is financed by American bankers. Anthony Sutton confirms that. Anthony Sutton also confirms that American banks, Wall Street, funded Adolf Hitler in 1928. Y'all want to challenge that? You can go ahead if you want to. I wish you would. And the reason I say that is not for, you know, well, I just know this and you're going to find out. It's so you'll find out on your own. You know that Cuba, did you know that Castro was a 7-year Jesuit? He's a low-life, low-crawling Jesuit. Like all the rest of them, like Mandela was a Knights of Malta, low-crawling Mandela. Family, I have no respect for these people at all because they lie, cheat, and murder their way to the top. Supported by these secret societies. Why did the people allow, the Cuban people allow their country to fall to communism? The American ambassador to Cuba during the Communist Revolution, Earl Smith, remember him? He said, and I quote, to the contrary, Castro could not have seized power in Cuba without the aid of the United States. American government agencies and the United States press played a major role in bringing Castro to power. As U.S. ambassador to Cuba during the Castro Communist Revolution of 1957 to 1959, I had firsthand knowledge of the facts which brought about the rise of Fidel Castro, unquote, Ambassador Earl Smith. I'm not anti-American. I'm anti-lies. That's what I am. People don't like listening to me, don't have to. But I will not lie to you, and I will tell you the truth, and my research is detailed. And it's there for challenging. Well, I got some more stuff for you now. I'm not done. I got stuff that's going to go until tomorrow. Actually, hold a second. Let's see. Well, you can't hold a second. That'd be you can't do that on the radio. I'm not talking to my next door neighbor. Now, all the wars have been set up by false flags, every single one, bar none. As soon as we ended. Well, actually, as it pretended to end, it didn't really end. We didn't really win. We didn't win World War II at all. The troops thought we did. We looked like we did. But like the Revolutionary War, we lost it just like they did behind the scenes. We brought the Nazis over here. 10,000, to be exact. It's called Operation Paperclip. Now it's coming out, proven that they lived in Argentina. They moved to the North American continent. 10,000 specialists, scientists, psychologists, rocket science, murderers, CIA-created Nazis moved to the United States. So we lost the war administratively, like we did the Revolutionary War. World War II is just simply a continuation of World War I. That's all it was. We didn't win World War I either. Now that leaves all kinds of implications for the truth about Arlington Cemetery. Now I just don't know if you all have picked up on the massive indications I've given today. I just don't know if you understand just what I've said today. It's frustrating. One of the Americans who felt that the American government had actually created the Castro movement, imposed it upon the Castro government on the Cuban people, was President John F. Kennedy. And according to a New York Times, which I have a copy of it, of December 11th, 1963, President Kennedy gave an interview before he was assassinated. It wasn't printed until after he was assassinated, which he was quoted as saying, quote, JFK, "I think we spawned, constructed, and entirely fabricated, without knowing it, the Castro movement." So, without going into a lot of historical detail, because each comment I'm going to make here could go into a program itself, Germany was divided into north, east, and west. So we win the war in Germany or not? Why wasn't Germany reunited? Why were we divided? Two Germanys. What's going on there? I thought we won the war. What happened? Connors took over, didn't he? Put up a wall. Well, wait a minute. I thought we won. Did we win Korea? No, it's planned to lose. Wait a minute. Oh, wow. We had two Koreas, North and South Korea. One's communist. One's not. How come we didn't win that little old war? What happened there? When the communist involvement started in 1950, couldn't the whole of America and the UN destroy a little old country like North Korea and make it back, take it back to the people? Not when you have a planned defeat of Korea, it wouldn't happen. That's World War II. The Chicago Tribune, and I have a copy of the article if you want to see it, or you can find it yourself. If I found it, you can find it. Blame the Council on Foreign Relations for the ill-advised entry in the first police action. Korea. That set up the lie about communist invasion. It was allowed by the Vatican and all planned out for the next enemy. Nazism, fake enemy taken out. Not really. Brought the United States. New enemy? Communism. Set up by North and South Korea. Brought to you by the Vatican. Yes. Because the Chicago Tribune in December the 9th, 1950 said, and I quote, "Members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one." That's Korean War. Unquote. You see, Taiwan was ready to, willing to take, retake Red China. Chiang Kai-shek was exiled. Mao Zedong was against the nationalists, and Japan attacked them, and they needed help. So they went back to Mao, who was against the nationalists. Nationalists wanted help, and the Japanese are kicking our butt. Our oriental brothers are kicking our butt. How come the Orientals are fighting each other here? So Mao Tse-tung said, "Okay, I'll help you." Well, he helped them. Problem. He took over. Oops. Oh, I'm not done. I'm not done. You see, at some point in time, Chiang Kai-shek was exiled to Taiwan, or Formosa at the time. It turned into Red China. And the communist was never to be removed from power, never to be allowed to be removed. So they made sure we lost Korea. Our own State Department, working with the Vatican, made sure our troops died. General Douglas MacArthur said, and I quote, "The possibility of Red China entry into the Korean War existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the U.S. 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, which in effect protected Red China from attack by Chiang Kai-shek's forces of 500,000 men," unquote. So, according to General Douglas MacArthur, his own testimony, not only did Lyon Truman, another liar, declare it was against American policy to free the Chinese to reclaim Red China, but he also ordered our own American fleet in the Straits of Formosa to make sure that communist China remained communist. So protected by the U.S. Navy, China was free to send its soldiers to North Korea to aid in the attack on the South and against our own troops. So, it's not over. Since Chiang Kai-shek couldn't fight China without first getting through the U.S. Navy, Chiang Kai-shek offered the use of his troops to fight South Korea. Quote, Douglas MacArthur, the Taiwanese government of Chiang Kai-shek, who less than a year after the North Koreans had crossed the 30th parallel, offered the State Department an advance force of 33,000 troops that could be embarked for Korea within 5 days after the offer was accepted. However, the suggestion was politely refused. Formosa was, at that time, a member of the United Nations and therefore could have been represented in the United Nations force. But the American government would not tolerate such a move, unquote, MacArthur. And so, the war in Korea, if you recall, was technically United Nations police action. It wasn't a war, per se. So, yes, military plans did not stop at the president, who doesn't have power anyway. He's a president of a corporation, not a country. President Truman was only the second in command of U.S. forces, because the true commander of U.S. forces in Korea, to make sure it happened, was the Undersecretary for Political and Security Council Affairs in the United Nations. That's one in control. Now here comes the tricky part. Yeah, man. Because by agreement between UN member states, that position was always held by a communist. And during the Korean War, the one who held it was Konstantin Zinchenko of Russia. So it begs the question, could it be, not only in Vietnam, but also Korea, that the UN, Russian UN Undersecretary, was relaying American battle plans to Moscow, and Moscow sending the plans to North Korea? MacArthur comes up again and says, and I quote, "I ordered General Stadtmeier, Chief of the Air Force, to employ B-29s on the following morning to destroy the Yalu bridges and cut the easy line of communication between Manchuria and North Korea." An immediate dispatch came from the Secretary of State, George Marshall, countermanding my order and directing me to postpone all bombing of targets within 5 miles of the Manchurian border, unquote. So, the State Department's always been acting on the behalf of somebody other than the American military. Dutch of Malta worked for the Vatican. The Vatican worked for the Illuminati. So you militia guys out there, and you out there, the Oath Keepers and militia and special forces and snake eaters and SEAL teams, all that, you're going to do the military takeover of the U.S. government. You've got Knights of Malta members on your side, right? They are your traitors. They're passing the knowledge to the Vatican, and the Vatican's passing the knowledge to the enemy, because they all work together. They're playing you for fools. But go on ahead. Just go on ahead and believe Boykin and believe Joyner. Believe all these others that are so-called generals working for the CFR. Go on ahead and do it. And watch what you get. I'm starting to lose my sympathy, because doggone it, people won't listen. You know, it's just irritating me. I'm a professional military, law enforcement, training, government. I did all that. I started the contract in Kuwait after the military pulled out. I started the contract in Riyadh to protect myself. I did this in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I was one of the second ones on the air and the ground in Kosovo for the OSCE to set up security for eastern region of Kosovo. I did it. I set up the security for the first elections in Kosovo. My own region was used as a model. I did it. So I'm not talking as an armchair quarterback on a Sunday morning. I'm telling you from experience. I know what's going on. It irritates the living daylights out of me. A North Korean official claims he had promises from Washington that MacArthur would not attack him. quote, General Lin Pao, begin quote, I would never have made that attack and risked my men if I had not been assured that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from taking adequate retaliatory measures against my line of supply and communication, unquote. It's called rules of engagement. So all you commanders that study at the Command Staff College and your lieutenants and you go to TBS and you learn about single envelopment, double envelopment, and all this stuff and economy of force and all these principles means absolutely nothing. Now, I'm really going to get ticked off, but I'm not going to let it be unprofessional here, but I'm going to tell you something. You lying, low-loft, low-crawling generals are the biggest cowards ever was. I know for a fact that you cowards are allowing our troops to be vaccinated with that neck, the vaccine behind the neck. You lying cowards are allowing this to happen, and that's a microchip, you lying sacks of you know what. You will be held responsible for that. These troops don't know that. They get 28 vaccines. And one of them, I know from testimony now, is a vaccine in the back of the neck. That's dumb, stupid. And that is, in fact, a microchip going in the back of their neck, going to their brain. Now, you go on my website, if you've got the guts to do it, on my website, is watchmenforjesus.com. And I've got part one and part two to show you how the technology operates, how they're orchestrating the suicides, 22 to 26 per day, and the murders they're committing when a Marine goes crazy and whatever. It's not just him. It's the psychotropic drugs and that microchip. He kills his family and whoever else and then suicide. Every time. And you cowards that's in these secret societies say the ends justify the means. Well, I got news for you. You're going to think that when Jesus does his judgment on you. You have no idea the pain you're going to go through. You can't even fathom, and you won't even die. You'll be living through it. Because vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Right now, he's your advocate. You actually do have a chance to renounce what you're doing, renounce your blood oath, and come clean. Because when he becomes your judge, you no longer have a voice with him. That's in the scripture. You want to change the scripture? Go on ahead. You can also change Mother Goose rhymes if you want to. It won't make a hill of beans difference because it won't matter. His judgment stays the same. The King James Bible stays immovable. No matter what you believe, he's the creator, and what he tells us is going to be. Your belief won't change a thing. Your belief will not change any train on the track. That train will still just hit you all the same. So I tell you what, you want to protect your family, secret agents, and all you so-called generals out there that's under the Knights of Malta, you got time to do it. You wait around, you're going to destroy your own family. That's a promise. It's you doing it. Blame yourself. That's a message from the Lord. And this is a secret, this is the truth of what's going on today. And I gave you a side of the military, which I'm not really done yet, but because the Vietnam War was also set up the same way, rules of engagement. How can we come across this border? Well, the Pentagon said we can't. Why? Colonel? They said no. Lieutenant, you can't go across that border. So you're left not knowing what's going on. Am I here to fight a war? Or here to placate people? What am I doing? Here you got me killing women and children. What's going on? I wasn't trained to do this. Well, they know that. It's all designed that way. 68,000 veterans died in Vietnam. Half of them through booby traps that we provided the glycerol to Russia to provide the VC. We did. Not counting the Agent Orange to start cancer on purpose. And shower heads made out of the Agent Orange barrels to make sure our troops got enough cancer for them, you know. Got to kill them somehow because they're baby boomers. All this is based on communism. Going back to Nimrod. Germany, East and West. China. You got it? Korea, North and South. Vietnam, North and South. You all see a pattern here? Maybe. Don't take Columbo to figure that out. He's smart anyway. He'd had it figured out a long time ago. Two Germanys, two Koreas, two Vietnams, one big old country called China and part of Russia, communist. And we're doing, they're here in the United States doing operations with our troops. At the same time, going to war with them? Come on. You all think we're stupid? You got Putin saying, I'm going to start World War III, defeat the Illuminati. He's working with Illuminati. Ginsburg controls his strings. Come on, Russians, what's wrong with you? You're getting about as, you know, prepared as Americans are. Putin's part of it, too. He's nothing but a KGB former squash, just like Obama, just like Reagan, and just like Bush, and the whole darn of France, every doggone one of them. So we're going to war with Russia, right? World War III, Russia, we're going to war. But they're working here in America with us, with our troops. Something funny going on. Y'all see the funny part of this? You military guys, you must find that really confusing, don't you? Oh, it gets funny, too, with the religious part. Watch this. I found a little article about... I'm just going to jump a little bit here. Y'all hang on there. I got a smart listening audience. And a lot of you, I ain't been talking to the listening audience. I've been talking to the bad guys most of my broadcast today. Listening audience, you've been kind of in the middle, caught in the middle between me, blessing out the stupid Joint Chief of Staff, bunch of cowards, and y'all been hearing me talking to them, kind of like they're in the background, and you're there sitting in the stands. I don't know. Let's do one little side note here, a little sidestep. How about this? I found this out. I thought this is really curious. Okay. Here, watch this now. You got on national TV. All right, there we go. Let me show you how these people work. Oh, yeah, before I go any further, I do want to mention, between 1975 and today, I apologize. I get off track. 68,000 deaths in Vietnam, half of them by booby traps, right, that we have set up. You're given glycerol. That's a detonator. Booby traps won't work without a detonator. You need a detonator. And matches don't work, okay? So glycerol was what they got, and they got the glycerol factory from American businesses given to Russia. Anthony Sutton confirms this. And they gave the glycerol to the VC, including weapons systems. They got from us. Yeah. Okay. Well, they're not done. 100,000 more deaths, in addition to 68, making a total of 168,000 since 1975 of Vietnam vets, 100,000 were by suicides. Whoa. Former vets. After Vietnam. After 1975. That's when Nixon pulled out. Suicides after. 100,000 Vietnam vets. 100,000 baby boomers that were fighters. 168,000 total in Vietnam, killing off the baby boomers who knows how many casualties now in cancer. That's not counting cancers from Agent Orange today, reducing their life expectancy not to 80 years old like 60s, 70s. This is by design. This is not accidental. Bilderberg, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, United Nations, Council of Foreign Relations, Rolling Sphere of National Affairs. Got it? Let that soak in for a minute. How much effort's been to get rid of us because they fear you? Don't look at it like you fear them. Why are they going through all this trouble? Effort. Because they're afraid of you. Why? Because you follow Jesus Christ. You follow God. You're strong in your conviction. You believe in the one Lord that there is, and that scares them to death. You have the power. They don't. So now, besides the education, how else can they get to you? Religion. Not from the outside, but from the inside. To destroy your religion, you have to have people inside to put down your own religion. That's why the Vatican created the Muslim Brotherhood, to get rid of Islam. Because the Vatican created Islam in the 6th century to control the children of Ishmael. Well, to control the Jews, the Vatican created Zionism in 1897 to destroy the Jews from the inside. So how do you think they're going to destroy Christianity, you born-again Christians? By creating Baptist ministers that are liars. By creating Baptist ministers that act like a bunch of nutheads to turn people away from Christianity. To scream, yell, and carry on. To go against the scriptures and still claim, well, I use the King James Bible, but all homosexuals should be killed. Say, what? Yes, I read Leviticus. And Leviticus said, all homosexuals be killed. Okay. So you read Leviticus for killing off homosexuals. Effeminate. That also means adulterers. In the same Leviticus says adultery must meet by death also. So that means you have to do both. Can't do just one. Who makes the decision? My question is. Number two. So who in your church are an adulterer that you're going to have to kill? And then where are you going to get the authority to do that? That's called murder in most cases. What would you think about a pastor that said that? That homosexuals should be killed. I mean, this is nothing small to say. Come right out in public TV and say homosexuals should be killed. Well, Stephen Anderson does. So it shouldn't be a problem there, old Stephen. All you got to do is find the 37 states that have lifted the ban on homosexuality to get their list. Contact Prince, Blackwater. Hey, no problem. You got your list from the 37 states of same-sex marriages. There you go. Blackwater, go ahead and start killing, right? That might be a problem, but that's what you said. Put up or shut up.
No homos will ever be allowed on this church as long as I'm the pastor here. Never!
Those hateful words are from the mouth of a Tempe pastor preaching that God's word says that killing gay people is the only way to get rid of AIDS by Christmas. He says all gays are pedophiles. He says the biggest hypocrite in the world is the person who believes in the death penalty for murderers but not for homosexuals. Pastor Stephen Anderson has agreed to join us tonight for an exclusive one-on-one interview. Pastor Anderson, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on.
Have you always hated gay people? Is it something your father taught you, or is it something that you came to on your own?
No, I haven't always. You know, I grew up in a Christian home, but it wasn't until I read the Bible cover to cover at age 17 that I discovered the truth of what the Bible really says, because a lot of passages don't ever get preached from the pulpit because they're simply not popular.
I have to be honest, when I heard your sermon, it sounded like the rantings of someone who was either a hate monger or a religious zealot, and I'm wondering, which are you?
Well, I'm a religious zealot, and you know, I love the Bible, I love God's Word, I believe that the law of the Lord is perfect, and you know, Leviticus 20:13 clearly says, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with the woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And you know, as a Christian, I believe the Bible, and that's where I get my belief.
Now, doesn't the Ten Commandment, isn't the first commandment, thou shalt not kill?
No, the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Okay,
but
is thou shalt not kill one of the commandments?
Yes, it is, but what you have to understand is that the Bible commands that certain people be put to death, not by me, not by Christians. It's obviously not my job or the job of any Christian to go out and kill anybody, and I've never taught anything like that. But rather that the government's job is to punish criminals and to execute those who committed capital crimes. And according to the Bible, homosexuality is a capital crime, and I didn't write
so
the Bible.
What if irony of ironies, it turned out that you had a gay son or a gay daughter, would you want them dead as a way to cure AIDS?
Well, that's just a fallacy that it just turns out that certain people are gay. That's just a lie, because it's not random. It's not something that's just going to accidentally happen to one of my children.
Wait, how do you think it happens then?
Well, the Bible's real clear how it happens in Romans chapter 1. It talks about how God gives people over to a reprobate mind to do these filthy acts. So it has to do with them rejecting the Lord and rejecting Jesus Christ.
And I'll ask again, Pastor, and I'm not trying to be argumentative, but I want to understand that you're a man of your word. If you had a gay son or a gay daughter, what would you do?
Well, it's not going to happen. If I did, I would have nothing to do with them. That's like saying, well, what if your daughter, you know, grew up to be an axe murderer? What if your son grew up to be like Adolf Hitler? You know, what would you do then? I mean, it's just a silly question.
Well, as long as you bring up Adolf Hitler, he wanted to exterminate Jews and anyone who wasn't blonde hair and blue eyed, who didn't fit into his vision of the way people should be. Isn't that, in a way, what you're preaching, that you want to get rid of anyone who isn't heterosexual?
Absolutely not. I'm preaching the Bible, something that Adolf Hitler rejected. He taught evolution, which is why he wanted to execute what he considered to be inferior races.
But
I don't believe
you
in
would like
races.
To see anyone who's not heterosexual die, correct?
Well, the Bible says that
I'm asking what you believe.
I believe the Bible. I believe what the Bible says. And if I didn't, then I wouldn't be a Baptist. I wouldn't be a Christian,
you know,
if I didn't believe the Bible.
It sounds like, because you won't answer what you believe, that you're
I did answer what I believe. I believe
hiding behind the Bible.
Hold on a second. I believe what the Bible says, that homosexuals should be executed. Let me make myself clear. I believe that, and I've never gone back on that for one second. So every Christian believes the Bible,
so
or
anyone,
else they're not even really a Christian.
If you believe that, anyone who is not heterosexual should die, correct?
Absolutely, of course. That's what the Bible says.
You hate gay people.
Yes.
I'm Jewish. How do you feel about Jews?
Oh, I don't hate Jews. I mean, that's just a straw man to try to compare me to Hitler. I don't hate Jews whatsoever.
Blacks? Do you hate black people? Because
of course not. My church is filled with black people.
Did you say, Pastor, that you prayed for the death of Barack Obama?
Oh, so now Obama and the race card comes out. My church is filled with black people. My church is filled with all races. In fact, the Bible says we're all of one blood.
Am I misquoting you? Or did you say that you pray for the death of Barack Obama?
Well, yes, I did, but Obama's white. Obama's not black anyway. He's half white and half black, so just as well as you can call him black, I'll call him white. He's a white man.
Some would say that just as the Taliban and the ISIS fighters have perverted Islam and made it violent to fit their vision of the world, that's what you're doing, is you're perverting Christianity to fit your vision of the world.
Well, let the viewer read for themselves. Let them pull the Bible off their shelf and look up Leviticus 20:13, and then let them be the judge. Intelligent people will listen to the entire sermon, AIDS, the judgment of God, and will pull their Bible off their shelf and read Leviticus 20:13.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but did you say that if people perceive you as a hate monger or your church as a hate group, so be it?
Absolutely. I don't care how people perceive me. They called Jesus Beelzebub. They nailed him to the cross. And Jesus said that they hated him because he testified of their works, that their works were evil. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing. That's why they hate me.
Okay. These people see work together. It's a scripted out scene of nonsense. See, he works in the Old Testament. How do you decide that, since adultery is a capital crime in the Old Testament and homosexuality, effeminate, is capital crime in the Old Testament. You can't separate the two, so they all got to die. See how it works? So what's really going on here is this is a, he's got a major interview here on Arizona or some kind of news going on, TV. You see, the reason he's there is so they can take pot shots at Christian, and you can hear it, and it's what Steven Anderson is doing it all about. For them to be able to take pot shots, he's got to be the one to do it, to stand up, to make you all look like you as a Christian, represent what he's saying, so everybody in America who's born-again Christian, studying the King James Bible, you all want homosexuals dead. The purpose of this is to make the homosexuals go away from Jesus, not bring him to you. And Anderson knows this. He's a Jesuit. He teaches the Roman Catholic replacement theology. He's a Jesuit. That's how these people work within the church, like a cancer. Now, this is public. Like Rick Joyner, we need to have a military coup. In public TV, no problem. He comes on here in this Arizona, some kind of news on TV, saying all homosexuals should be killed. This is beyond asinine. This is insanity. It is, in fact, satanic. Because they forget that Jesus says to the woman, committing adultery, which is equal to homosexuality, it's capital offense in the Old Testament. Adultery, you die. Homosexuality, you die. But Jesus came into this life in the New Testament, Anderson. And Jesus said to the woman that's going to stone her to death, he said, all you have not sinned, you throw the first stone. Well, I've never been homosexual. No, have you ever lied and told your children that there's a Santa Claus? And is there a Santa Claus? That's a lie. Have you looked upon a woman in lust? That's adultery. You all got to die, according to Anderson. But in the New Testament, Jesus came into this world. He said, woman, your sins are forgiven you. But he said, go and sin no more. He didn't say to the ones with the stones, yep, you're right. You adulterate? Okay, move out of the way. Go get her, guys. He didn't do that, did he? Anderson's wrong, liar, cheater, just like Terry Jones. These people are evil to the bone. Well, I found an article. Watch this. This is very interesting. Join it on TV. We need a military coup of the U.S. government. Stephen Anderson here. All homosexuals should be killed after they pass 37 states lifting the ban. I got an article dated April the 3rd. That was, 4 days ago. Quote, street preacher found guilty of using threatening languages by quoting Leviticus. Quote, a judge has found that a street preacher used threatening language when he quoted the Bible while speaking about homosexuality. Christian Today reports Mike Overd was convicted under the Public Order Act after he quoted the Bible when preaching about homosexuality in Taunton in June 2014. The judge at Bristol Crown Court said Overd should not have used Leviticus 20:13, which uses the word abomination. The judge is effectively censoring the Bible, saying that certain verses aren't fit for public consumption. And Libby Towell, spokesperson for Christian Legal Center, Overd, had been fined $200, is required to pay another $1,300 in cost compensation, homosexual man who is listening to him preach. Anderson, you owe him some money. Or, look out, bud, they're going to come and shoot your house too. Something is not fair here. Something I smell is nasty. Something is coming from a Jesuit, bunch of corkscrews. Somebody's forgetting about Jesus. And I don't rest my case. I got another day tomorrow. I'm going to hit the ground running too, y'all. Man, I'm just getting wound up. I used to go on for 3 hours. Now I go back on another hour, 8 to 9, Bible study. Who knows what I'll talk about tonight? I want to remind you all that I'm played up in also. What an afternoon, huh? I love a nice, easy talking lesson today. A broadcast that's easy going. That's easy going for me. Off the top of my head, about every bit of it, except for some of the quotes. Oh, family, it's time to take a stand for truth, doggone it. Quit being a sheep. When y'all going to stand up? Anyway, let y'all know, I'm played up in highpointradio.net, highpointradio.net. John Kirkler plays my broadcast. He's brave. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler, highpointradio.net, and he's up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and I hope you all have lost your snow by now. He's got sponsors up there that support his towers, and he works for a living, so they'll give him some support, work on with his sponsors. You can find him on his website, and he plays my broadcasts and Bible studies. That's it. Bible study 8 to 9 tonight, tomorrow 4 to 6. Today is the 7th of April, 2015. Tomorrow will be the 8th of April, 2015. Did I say 15? Anyway, 15. And tomorrow, 4 o'clock, I'm going to hit the ground running and keep on with the same kind of direction, but hopefully some more and new information about where this is headed. And I do appreciate y'all putting up with me today. And I do expect you all to challenge what I've said for your own edification. And if the Secret Society members are listening, you better listen to what I'm telling you, because they're lying to you, man. They're going to take you down. They pretend to be your buddy, but they're not. When they're done with you, they're going to kill you. I'm telling you right now. They ain't playing around with you. They'll use you till they're done with you. Thank you very much. Then they're going to kill you, literally. It's documented. So y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up. Because time's coming. It's coming fast. It's coming hard. If God allows it to, we're in it. If he don't, they got to wait another 100 years or so. What you got to do is take Jesus as your Savior. Repent of sins and trust in the Lord. And use both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The New Testament isn't going to go away. The New Testament is a change of dispensation. And it's a fact. You deny Jesus, go on ahead if you want to. I wouldn't recommend it, no whatsoever. Unless you want to get your feet hot in the fire. Y'all have a good night and know that Jesus is coming back. Because he's alive.